You're listening to Off the Turf with Scurf on HoustonTexans.com with your host, Nick Scurfield. And I'm joined today in the Texans radio studio by Texans linebacker Brian Cushing, the 2009 Defensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL, a team captain the last two seasons, Texans MVP in 2011 when he led the team in tackles and also led the team in tackles last season until suffering a season-ending knee injury in Week 5 at the New York Jets. Brian, thanks for joining me today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Having me.
Absolutely. It's June 14th today. We're doing this interview more than 8 months after you injured your knee at MetLife Stadium. How's everything going with your rehab?
It's going real well. You know, I mean, I'm basically doing everything I could be doing right now, and, you know, the progress has been great. Obviously, we would like to have never been in this situation, but, you know, it happened, and for the most part, I mean, it's I couldn't ask for a better road back and comeback. I feel great. And very confident heading to camp.
What kind of things are you able to do now physically? You've been rehabbing on side fields as the team went through OTAs and minicamp and all
that. Yeah, I mean, you know, personally, I believe I probably could have done all that. You know, but as we go further along and the time goes by, my knee is just getting healthier and healthier. And, you know, I've been doing pretty much all the work that they've been doing and obviously a little bit more considering the time I've been in and really the time I haven't had off. So it's I've been squatting, running, cutting, jumping. There's absolutely nothing I haven't done. So which is good and just reassures me that, you know, there's no on-field situations that I haven't encountered already that when I get back.
You've been throwing some passes on the side as well while you're doing your rehab. You told me the other day that you got the strongest arm on the team.
I do. That's pretty much a known fact. And it's I don't even think it's really close. But as far as reading defenses and, you know, doing all that, some guys on the team do it better than me.
They might have a little upper hand on you.
Yeah. you know, but that's something I like to do is just show my arm off here and there and have some fun with that and definitely know that my son will be a quarterback.
Did you play quarterback in high school at all?
I did a little bit. I tried it out.
I know you played baseball, right?
I did. I was a center fielder, so, you know, the arm kind of just kind of directly correlated right to quarterback and center field, and I've always had a cannon. That's something I'm proud of.
How far can you throw a football?
About 70, 75 yards. If you don't believe me, you can ask people on this staff and certain players that have rehabbed with me. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. It's impressive.
It's not bad at all. Well, back to you and your rehab. Antonio Smith, your defensive teammate, said the other day, reporters asked him about what he's seen out of you, and he said, I'm going to read this quote from him.
Sure.
Have you seen him over there working out? I've never seen him move like that before, all trimmed and cut up. Looks like a julienne salad. What do you think about that?
You know, I've never heard of that kind of salad before that he talked about it.
Yeah, I had to Google it myself.
But, you know, Antonio is a great guy. And you know, for him to say that and to acknowledge that, you know, means a lot because it's been a long offseason, man, and there's been a lot of hours and just long days of just monotonous rehab and the same exercises over and over, and for your teammates to acknowledge that and to see really how hard you're working and how far you've come along, it is cool, you know, and kind of reminds you of what it's all about and how special it is to that time when I finally do come back.
How good do you feel physically in terms of your conditioning level and things like that?
Great. I mean, I feel great. I should be. I mean, I've been running and conditioning the entire off season, mm-hmm. So I mean, there really hasn't been any weeks or days I've taken off, but you know, which I think is a big reason why guys, when they do rehab right, come back even better, just because of the massive work that they put in and the workload has just been so much. So you really have no other choice but to get better from that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a target date set or a target date that you're shooting for when you're going to be cleared and 100% good
to
go? Yeah,
I'll be cleared July 17th. You know, I'll fly down to Pensacola and get cleared by Dr. Andrews, who was my surgeon for my knee. And as far as camp goes, I mean, you know, the first day I'll be out there, I'll be in pads. And as far as how much I'll do in camp, I'm not sure yet, but I know I will definitely be doing a good amount of it, try to get a preseason game in for sure, and, you know, just knock some of that rust off and be 100% come first game.
How excited does that make you to think about that?
It does. I mean, I've been going crazy, to be honest with you. This this has been a tough year, man, just mentally more than anything. It's a game I love playing, and when it was taken away from me, a large part of my life was taken away from me. So it was tough to really deal with it and cope with the injury, and on top of it, not be able to help the team. So just to come back, I mean, my life will be back to normal.
You earlier this offseason, I tweeted something about one of your teammates coming in a couple hours
JJ
early.
Watt.
JJ Watt was the teammate,
yeah, that was him.
Coming in for a workout a couple hours early,
yep.
And then you so kindly responded and
I
said
did.
That you've been here 6:30 a.m. every day.
Every day.
And asked, you asked where your tweet was, which I eventually responded to.
You did.
But but you have been getting here, I mean, seemingly basically the crack of dawn almost every day. Can you just delve into what your daily routine has been a little
sure.
bit this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of long hours, but, I mean, it's a tough injury. And, you know, in order for you to come back and to be as good, if not better, it requires that work. And you're going to have to put in those long hours and those long days and you know, those consecutive days of work to see improvement. And I think once you see the improvement, it's kind of motivating. And it's one of those things that, you know, every day you get better, you want to continue to come back. You want to continue to do a little bit more so you can speed up the recovery process and be the same player, like I said, or if not better.
When you're going through these long hours, these long days, the monotony that you kind of talked about, what are some of the things that are driving you throughout your rehab that you're looking at, you know, at the end of the tunnel, sort of?
Just thinking of coming back that first game, you know, just playing football again, it's just, it's going to be an unbelievable feeling. And it's, you know, obviously there's a lot of different things that are going into, you know, my motivation for coming back, you know, to play with my teammates again, for my family to see me play again, you know, for my son to be at my games now. It's going to be awesome, you know, and it's cool. And those are kind of the things that you think about on those long days, those, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock days where you got all these exercises and running in the heat and no one's in the building but you. And, those are the kind of things that drive you and know that, you know, soon enough, it'll all be in the past. And every single day that goes by is one step closer to being back.
When were you married? Last summer?
Yeah. July of last summer.
And you guys had your son in October, correct?
That's right, yep.
So, I mean, obviously that was right around the time you had your injury.
Right after the week, 6 days after I got hurt. Yeah, it was kind of a lot of, lot going on,
mm-hmm.
you know. It was, but, you know, at the same time, getting hurt, I did get to spend a lot more time with my son than I wouldn't have been able to if I was still healthy and traveling and at the facility all day with the team. So, I mean, it kind of was a blessing in disguise, and I'm very fortunate for that, you know, because that's time I can never get back. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was really nice being able just to watch him grow and be there for all that.
As hard as your injury was, I'm sure that had to help being able to go to him every day, right?
It did. You know, to be honest with you, if I was hurt and he wasn't around, it'd be tough, you know, because there's those days where I'd be thinking about it a lot, and I still did, but so much of my focus and attention went towards him instead of myself that it kind of distracted me, and, you know, it really helped me. It was, like I said, a blessing in disguise.
His name is Caden, correct?
Caden, yes.
What's been the best thing about fatherhood for you so far?
Man, there's a lot, you know, and it's really tough to you know, envision it and understand what I'm saying until you actually have one, you know. And I was one of those guys, you know, always seeing people with kids and, you know, seeing how sentimental they were and not really understanding it. I could get it, but, you know, just always thought that, you know, one day I'll understand that. And you really do. It's an unbelievable feeling to know, to come home every day and to have a son and to know that, you know, his life and how he lives revolves around, you know, the work that you put in. And that's something special to me because, you know, I want him to have, you know, whatever he wants and, you know, to be a good kid and to have a good role model as a dad. So, you know, mm-hmm. it kind of changes your perspective a lot on things and just makes you really do the right thing.
When you see, talking about your injury, when you see a guy like Adrian Peterson come back from a torn ACL and MCL
yeah.
in December 2011, come back and play every game last year and have one of the best seasons ever for a running back and win the MVP, what does that do? What do you think when you see that about in terms of what you could also do, you know,
yeah.
looking at what he did?
Well, it just shows you that it's possible. You know, and it shows that with hard work, you can, like I said before, come back as good, if not better. And I think that last year was, I think we can all agree was his best year yet. And it just really shows what kind of guy he is and how much work he put in. He's a special, special football player, and he's kind of paved the way for all of us now. And, you know, it's going to be tough to match him, to come back and, you know, to have the best year of my career yet, but it's something that I've worked towards, And, you know, I'll have all the confidence in the world coming back because I know there won't be any more reps or any more time or work that I could have put in because, you know, I left it all out there. And it's a hell of a feeling. So, you know, when I come back, I know I'll be ready.